SBS Radio.
ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਫਿਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੋ, ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਆ ਦੀਆਂ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਦਾ, ਚੋਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਿਗਲ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਿਆਸੀ ਦਲਾਂ ਨੇ ਵਜਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਇਸ ਵਕਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਬਰਲ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੈਮੀਅਰ ਦੇ ਅਹੁਦੇ ਦੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਮੈਥਿਊ ਗਾਏ ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਫਿਰ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਨੇ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਅਗੈਨ ਮੈਥਿਊ। ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਵਕਤ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਕੈਂਪੇਨ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਬੱਸ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹਾਂ। ਇਹ ਮੈਥਿਊ ਗਾਏ ਦੀ ਲਿਬਰਲ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਕੈਂਪੇਨ ਟ੍ਰੇਲ ਦਾ ਮਾਹੌਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ। So, Matthew, thank you for giving your precious time to SBS Punjabi again. So, this is your office for the election.
This is it. This is a home for the remainder of the election, another 20-odd days. But it's comfortable. We're going around the state and a lot of people are coming in.
Right. So, you're out on the road and you're spending your days and nights or evenings also
with us? Not nights.
Not working that hard.
No, I do other things, but no, we're travelling around. We're going from seat to seat. Right. Around the state, different communities. Right. So it's good. It's quite useful.
So do you people hop onto the bus with you when you're in there?
To an extent, but it's mainly just getting around. And of course, it's quite a big billboard, so it's worth taking you around the state.
Right, Matthew. I have a couple of questions. First off, you are here in the midst of a Diwali festival here in Craigieburn. It's home to a very large part of Victoria's Indian community. What's the flavor of the season for you?
Well, the flavor of my month is going to be elections, but that aside, it's terrific to see so many Diwalis around the city nowadays, around the whole state. You know, there's Diwalis in the country, Victoria. There's festivals now from Federation Square to Craigieburn to right through the suburbs. So it is tremendous to see how it's taken off.
Right. Matthew, what are the Liberal Party's election issues for this election?
Crime, congestion, cost of living are the biggest issues on people's minds, particularly around the outer suburbs, crime and community safety. The government's had 4 years to make the state safe. Instead, they have let our police numbers fall. Frontline police numbers have fallen on the front line. What that means is we've got the highest crime rate in Australia. And as a consequence, Victorians are hurting. Cost of living has never been so high. Congestion's never been as bad. We've got comprehensive plans to deal with all of those issues, and that's what we're running to the election on.
Primarily, people want to know what you'd like to do for law and order.
Well, that comes down to mandatory minimum jail time. It comes down to bail reform, parole reform, making sure that jail means jail. I think that's so important.
Right. And how about domestic violence? There's been a constant debate, rather discussion, which is gaining traction on dowry, especially of late.
Yeah.
What do you have to say on that?
Look, we've put in place plans for Victoria's first mandatory minimum jail time sentences for domestic violence, for right. mandatory reporting on domestic violence. And I think that's very, very important to send a message and also to crack down on it.
Right. Matthew, you're not just a political leader, you're also a voter yourself, you have been. And as a student and observer of politics, what do you think the ordinary voter looks for? Does the voter vote for the party or for the candidate?
I think they're looking for where is the state going to be in 20 or 30 years' time. I don't think it's just about an auction, about who can spend the most. I think they're now looking for where is the future of the state going to be? They want something a little more advanced than politicians just saying, I'll spend more than that person, I'll spend more than you. That's why we've announced a plan for decentralisation, about reducing the cost of electricity, of gas, and also making the state more affordable for people being able to buy a house, because you've got to have plans for the long term, not just the next election.
Yeah, Matthew, the recent events in Canberra, especially in the Liberal Party, you know, the infighting, the turf war, do you not think that it reduces the confidence a voter would have in the party? You know, Scott Morrison, for example, the way you've seen that leadership spill.
Well, I'm a state leader, so I'm not interested in what happens in Canberra, just as much as Daniel Andrews is probably not interested in Bill Shorten. So we get on with our job. Our job at the state level is to put forward clear policies and a clear alternative.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing.
But would you not become the voice of the people of Victoria to this party leadership at the federal level?
Absolutely. But it wouldn't matter who's in government in Canberra. It doesn't matter. What you do is advocate for your state.
Right.
And what my team has done as a very unified state team is to advocate for Victoria. And that's what we'll do, who's ever in government in Canberra.
So you're saying the leadership spill would have not impacted
people's confidence in the party in Victoria.
4 months ago, people were talking about Bill Shorten having a leadership spill. So I think we're just sick of Canberra politics for the last 10 years.
Right. Matthew, I know this subject is not a state subject, but again, just going back to what I just said, that you are the face of your party here in Victoria. And if you become the Premier of Victoria in this election, you would be the representative of the people of Victoria, not only just those who vote for you. You will be the Premier of every Victorian person. You would be aware that for the Indian community especially, the long-stay parent visa, the immigration and citizenship policies that are being tightened, they are a huge, huge concern. Do you think you can impress upon your party leadership to soften their stance on this?
Well, migration's got to work for Australia. I'm the child of migrants too. You know, migration's got to work for Australia, not for everyone else. It's got to work for our country. So we have to make sure that we've got a proper migration scheme that suits Australia and Australians' needs. And as the son of a refugee, I can say how important it is that we make sure that our country has the migration scheme in place to suit the needs of Australia at any particular time. Do we need more doctors? Do we need more lawyers? Do we need more chefs? Do we need more carpenters? We have to have a skilled migration and family migration scheme that suits Australia. And so the most important thing we can do is have a consistent, clear migration scheme that people know what the parameters are and that they can apply and obviously have set checks about how to get here. But I say this as the son of a migrant. You know, I've still got most of my family who live overseas. And but we've got to have a scheme that suits Australia, not everyone else.
Right, but I appreciate that you have told our viewers that you are the son of migrants, of refugees. So it would make all the more sense and reason for someone like you to understand how important it is for people who are migrants to get their parents especially to live with them. And that road is only becoming an uphill task.
But that's because, you know, there comes a time where with 25 million people in Australia and 40% of us from overseas, we can't accept the whole world in Australia. We can't accept the whole world in Australia.
Sure.
We have to be reasonable. And, you know, I've got family who are overseas and want to come here too. In fact, they find it very hard to even get here on a holiday visa. It's very hard to get to Australia from Eastern Europe, much harder than it is to get to Australia from Asia, to get there from Eastern Europe. But we've got rules, and we have to make them for the right reasons, and we have to set them for the right reasons. So, you know, obviously family reunion is very important. We want family reunion as it is to be at the top of the queue, because that's the most important reason to bring people to Australia, is to have a family unit settle here. But of course, if there's rules, we've got to make sure they're adhered to. We've committed a number of things to the Indian community: $165,000 to support the SEEK Games, $100,000 for the Kabaddi Games, the wrestling, SEEK wrestling, which is fantastic. ISKCON Temple, $300,000, Rockbank Temple, $500,000, Keysborough Temple, $330,000 for upgrades there, which is fantastic. Another $200,000 for a Vaisakhi March, and at Fed Square, $70,000, and of course, up to $5 million for a new community centre, which I think will be very, very important for the community. So there's a lot of things to do. Plus, in April next year, as a patron of the FIAV, we'll be turning the sod, not planning, turning the sod for building works of the first Indian ethno-specific aged care facility, which is $45 million worth, 108 beds. And that is actually now being built after a lot of work in the southeastern suburbs. So we'll be turning the sod, starting construction in April. So I'm very, very proud to be associated with that too.
There have been similar announcements from Premier Daniel Andrews also.
Yeah, well, in relation to aged care, the government's made promises.
Yeah.
Promises are great, but, you know, actually building it is most important, and that's why we're so proud to be associated with FIAV and the facility that is being built in April next year, actually building it and getting on with it after 3 years of planning and development and design. Now we're building it.
Right. One more question, Matthew. I've observed that a lot of the candidates that the Liberal Party has supported here in Melbourne especially, you don't see very many, or rather, if I'm not wrong, you don't see any candidate of Indian origin in a Liberal stronghold. When is it that you will have that kind of confidence in the Indian community's politically inclined people to represent you in a seat that you know you will win for sure.
Best chance for an Indian Australian to be elected to the next parliament will be Dinesh Gurusetti, who's pre-selected for the Liberal Party in the upper house in the western suburbs. And we are very, very close to getting that seat back. He is our candidate and we fully expect him to win.
And you see that trend gaining traction in the elections to come?
I absolutely do. We've got a number of candidates of Indian descent and, as I said, Dinesh is in a seat that we held. We lost at the last election by just a few hundred votes and we expect that one to come. We also expect others where we've got candidates to win, but he is probably the first cab off the rank in order to win that seat back.
Right. And I also hear a lot of buzz around town regarding your support for the taxi license plates. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we want to give taxi holders, license holders, a fairer deal. You know, they've been treated very badly. Some have worked all their life and lost their business.
Right.
And the government won't let them buy back into that business and they haven't paid them adequate compensation. We want to make sure they are paid adequate compensation and we want to make sure they can reinvest back into the industry. But more the point, they've got independent valuation of those taxi licenses because at the moment they do not have that.
Right, but is it not a world of free and fair trade, competitive businesses? How do you juxtapose this against Uber and other...
Well, that's the operation, but that's not the buyback of the license. Right. So the operation, I think everyone accepts, so long as there's a fair buyback of their license.
Right.
There hasn't been a fair buyback of their license.
Right.
And that's the first issue is to, if people lose their license, their taxi license, their plates, they need to have fair and reasonable compensation. That has not occurred.
Thank you very much for your time, Matthew. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Hopping onto your
Welcome
bus.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you very much. So, Hazreen, Matthew Guy, Liberal Party, the Umidwar ne Victoria, which 25 November no hon valiya, Chona de Premier de Ode lei. SBS Punjabi ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਵੀ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੌਸਮ ਵੱਖ-ਵੱਖ ਰੰਗ ਫੜਦਾ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਖਬਰਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੱਕ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਰੁਚਿਕਾ ਤਲਵਾਰ
SBS Radio Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.